Woe to the teachers of the law, the day of the saints is here. Woe to the teachers.
Welcome to God News Network, where the saints are rising, where we are here to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints.
Are you a saint? How do you find out? By listening to God News Network. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Sunday as we're going to be discussing something that everybody on the planet has to deal with. And that is something that half of the planet doesn't even have a clue of. And the rest of the planet has somewhat of a clue of. But today we are going to share with you how you get there, how you can have peace. Do you know how to have peace? If we think about all the things that are coming against us today, we are thinking about the news that's coming in from the radio, the TV, the different things that steal your peace because you're in a peaceful place. You wake up in the morning, you turn on the TV, catch a little news, and it's just reeked with stuff that is against peace. The other thing is we have our families that we have to deal with that steal our peace. We have things at church that steal our peace. We have things all around us that steal our peace. What if we could have peace 24/7, stay in that peace, and rely completely in that peace, and no matter what chaos is going around us? And also something we need to do is ask all of you out there to pray for those who've been affected by the storms in Texas and Louisiana and Florida and the fires in California. We want to send up prayers to stop that immediately in the name of Jesus Christ. So if you guys would bow together right now. Heavenly Father, we come together, and you said where two or more are gathered together, you are there. And whatever two or more ask, it shall be done. Right now, we take authority over this planet, over our country right now, that no disasters have any power or any authority, and they're weakening and they're coming to naught. They're coming to where there is no damage that can be done any further. We claim that victory right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. With me, I have St. Albert from South Carolina. Good morning, St. Albert.
Good morning, St. Rick. How are you doing? It's a beautiful day out here. It's overcast. And as soon as we get from this teaching, I'm going to go ride my bike.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful day today. Overcast. It's okay. It's not cool. It's not warm. It's perfect for bike riding. So that's where I'm going.
That's awesome.
Well, Rick, you know, we talk about peace, and of course, when we talk about peace, we got to also talk about rejection and accusations, and, you know, I mean, it's the opposite, so we have to talk about both of them. You know, Rick, we have always talked together about the evilness of the world and the circumstances that we find ourselves in with either people or things that come up, you know, And you, as you always said, that all this, behind all this, is really not man, but a identity called the devil. Mm-hmm. And he's the one who's pushing all these buttons. And Rick, you know, I was sitting down today and thinking, you know, about circumstances that have happened in my life with either people or you know, or just things that have come up or things that have been my fault or things that are really good things that I have. And a lot of these things, Rick, have been things that I've had in my thought. You know, I remember all the way back to really to a young age that I saw things coming in my life, whether it be people or circumstances, and I had thought and I had gone, man, how in the world can this guy or this person or this circumstance come up to me when it's only been in my thoughts? No one in this world knows about it except me and God. But there's always another guy there that does know about these things too, and that is the devil. And the devil utilizes all these things to take your peace away from you. Not just take your peace away from you, but to tell you that you have been rejected. You are a rejected being, you know? Mm-hmm. And I have thought about that. And of course, we have talked about this a lot of times, me and you, Rick, about all these things, you know, that it's not just, it's not the people, but it's the spirit behind those people that are pushing those people, or the spirit behind those circumstances that are pushing those circumstances around you. And, you know, the devil has been here in the world for thousands of years, and he has seen us for thousands of years. And he's against us for thousands. He's been against us for thousands of years. He's jealous of us because we're God's people, you know, and he's jealous. He's very jealous of us. And everything that he could do for us to feel rejected by God through other people or other circumstances, he will do. You know, it's funny that even family, you know, we talked about family. Jesus Christ was rejected by his own mother, his own family. And that rejection was, who was behind all this rejection? It was the devil. From the beginning, he was in back of all this rejection. And you know, and I have talked to you about this, you know, I have gone through rejections through their families. I mean, I had my own mom tell people not to listen to me and that I was basically a fool in what I was thinking, you know, about Christ and about the situation. About, in other words, she was used by the devil, just like Jesus Christ's mom was used by the devil for rejection.
And when that occurs, Albert, that hurts. Because as a human, we seek to be loved. And we seek to be loved by those who are closest to us, like our mother and our father and our spouse and our kids and things like that. And when they reject you, the first thing we do is, because of the flesh, is we take it like they're rejecting you. But it's kind of like they're being controlled by an evil spirit that is knowingly causing them to reject you and using their lack of knowledge against them. So when they awake, which everyone will awake, when they awake, it will be a very difficult time because of all the pain and damage caused. And even times when I'm sure you and I have done things and said things that hurt people, and, you know, we have to realize where that comes from. Like you said, it comes from the enemy. And very few keep that in mind when it happens, while it's happening, while you're being rejected, while you're being turned away. That's not the first thought that comes to your head is, oh, it's the enemy. It's something else.
Yeah, you're correct, Rick, and of course, out of that, out of those things that happen, again, the first thing that comes to our mind is rejection. And when you have rejection, you have a lost a piece, right?
Yep, just like the enemy tried to get me there on sneezing. Excuse me on that.
Yeah, and so that's one place where you will find rejection, and that is in the family. You know, there's nothing like the family to know all your weaknesses and all those things that you struggle with, you know, so the devil could use them to get that peace out of you.
Yeah.
So, that's one of them. Another place, Rick, is a place that we will think that will be the last place where this will not happen, and that will be a church. You know, and religion, yeah. Religion is something else. That's a place where you could bet worse than family. You could bet that your peace will be taken away from you.
Well, and I had a circumstance where the pastor of the church told all the people there, don't listen to me. Don't listen to what I'm saying. It's not accurate. But yet when you invite them to look at the word, they don't want to look at the word. They just want to hear from the guy that's in front of the pulpit. And that's the challenge. There's a lot of great pastors out there. There really is. There's a lot of wonderful pastors out there. But more importantly, us as a church need to seek Christ as the pastor. Seek Christ as our leader, not each other, not St. Rick, not St. Albert, but Christ. When Christ becomes the center of your world, then you don't beholden unto another man and follow him. Like they said in the Bible, I follow Paul, I follow Peter, I follow, you know, none of that matters. It's following Christ. Paul even reminded them, don't follow us, follow Christ.
Yep. And that is very true, Rick. And that's one thing that we fail at church a lot of times. Even I have fallen into that a lot of times. There's only one comforter, and that is the Spirit. And that Spirit is God's, Christ's Spirit, you know? And that's the only person that we could hold on for comfort. And, you know, there's also all the circumstances in the world, like the circumstances that we have encountered in the United States lately, you know, hurricanes, fires, shootings.
Elections.
We all know the state of our government. It's chaos all over the place. And that chaos is done intentionally, you know, because again, when you see things happening, you feel rejected. But one of the things that you feel rejected is that God has left me. That's one of the things, you know, the first thing that comes out of the mouth of religious people is that all these things are coming to America because America has been rejected because of our evilness. The people in America have been evil all this time. So God is bringing on the judgment. In other words, God has rejected us.
Which is the biggest lie on the planet. And if you think about that, look at Sodom and Gomorrah. He was willing to save Sodom and Gomorrah for as few as how many?
Very few people.
Very few people. He was willing to save the whole city. Yeah. But we couldn't find any righteous individuals. We already know there's so many righteous people in the United States of America. It's not even funny. So why would God judge America? He may judge people in America that haven't accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But here's what God told me about all this stuff going on in the world in peace or lack thereof. What's his end game? What's the enemy's end game about? You know, if we look at it from a perspective of why in the world is he creating all this chaos? Why is it? And you touched on it. If he can steal something from you called hope, there's no hope. Everybody's going to fight. Everybody's going to be at each other's throats. Everybody's going to do this. There's never going to be any fixing. There's never going to be any correcting. There's never going to be any. You give up. And if he can get you to give up, you're one of the warriors in the kingdom. There is a battle going on, and it's a spiritual battle. If you don't recognize that the battle is spiritual, you're going to fight it in the flesh. We have spiritual weapons like prayer that we have that goes forth like nuclear bombs and destroys strongholds in the enemy's world. But yet, instead of us realizing that we have this in huge arsenal of information and tools available to us, we want to get on the weak side. Poor me. Poor world, poor things, we're under judgment. Oh, it's so bad. It's horrible. Well, let me tell you something. The reason it is because not enough Christians have stood up and said, I know who I am in Jesus Christ. I know who I am in my Father. I know what my Papa gave me. I understand the power that I have in my Father. I understand the weapons and the strongholds that I can destroy in my Father. When I take hold, we take back our country. We take back our land. We take back our territory and kick out the enemy who is here. The enemy isn't the Muslims, isn't the blacks, isn't the whites, isn't the reds, isn't the Chinese. It's the evil spirits. We're going to call them by name not by color. They're evil. I don't care if you're black, white, green, blue, purple, whatever. It doesn't matter. If you're evil, you're evil. If you're good, you're good. What separates the two? It's love. Are you showing love to each other? Are you loving your brother that encompasses everything? If you don't have this love, you are going to miss peace unbelievably so. And you're going to be constantly fighting in this and being striving and stressed. And it's never going to be a good thing. And you're going to be missing out on this peace. So, brother, you said it. I mean, I'm right on board with this. Let's look at a few verses that we've got going on here. We're going to go to Matthew 12 first, down to 47. And it says, "Then one said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee." Share with our audience, Albert, what's going on here with all this? What's happening?
Well, this is the simple rejection of the family, Rick. Here's Jesus in a synagogue preaching and telling everybody there about the kingdom. And I guess his mom and his brothers get a whiff by somebody saying, "Hey, do you know what your son is doing? He's in there. He's crazy. This guy is a crazy nut, you know, just like they said about John the Baptist. These people are crazy, you know. He's going in there and talking all this garbage in there. You better go and pick him up because, he's going to make a fool out of himself and he's going to make a fool out of you guys, you know. So here comes his mom and brothers and sisters, you know, picking him up out of the synagogue. We know who's behind that. I mean, it was Satan. Later on, Jesus Christ talks about who is my father, my mother, who is my brothers and all that. And he talks about who it is. And this wasn't the first time. There was another time when he had to tell Peter, the devil was using Peter, the same situation. The devil using Peter for humanistic, works that he desired that Jesus would do, you know?
Cutting off of the ear.
Yeah. He tells Peter that the devil was working through him, you know? So this is what this is, you know, and the reason why all this came to Christ is, remember, Christ suffered everything that we have suffered through. And this is one thing that he suffered through. He suffered through the rejection of his family. So when we suffer from rejections of the family, we know that God himself suffered through that, you know. And we could be comforted to that he has taken care of that, that we don't have to worry about that. That whenever we get this type of situation, that we know who's directing this situation and that we know that he has been taken care of already. And that this rejection is not coming from the Father or coming from those people directly. It's coming, well, you know, from the accuser.
It is. And it's really interesting if we go back to the first place we find the word peace in the Bible. It's really interesting because something came first before peace. And we have to look at that. Let's go back to chapter 15. We know the first place it came was in chapter 15, the word peace. And it says, "And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace." Okay? Now, before peace came, something else came. We have to find what in the world came before peace. Here it is. He believed in the Lord and he counted it to him for righteousness. So here it is. How do you get peace? First, you have to believe. Then you get your righteousness. And then came peace. Unless it comes in that specific order, you're going to be fighting it. Here's the way religion deals with it. They get you to believe, all right, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Now, You got to work your way there. And since you have to work your way there, what do you never get to?
The knowledge of your righteousness.
Because it doesn't come from your works. A lot of people use Romans 3 and 3:22 to teach this, but it's in Genesis, folks. It's back in Genesis, okay? You get your righteousness by believing. Once you have believed, then he counts it as righteousness. Not believe, then work, then it's righteousness. It's believe, then it's righteousness. Isn't that amazing, Albert?
That's amazing. That blows away everything that they tell you in church just about.
Not only in church, but the synagogues, the Jews. Yeah. The Jews think you got to work your way for your righteousness. Yeah. No. He accounted him as righteous by believing. And once you have that righteousness, then you have peace.
So that blows away that sanctification through your life. That what they actually call us, which sanctification or really means, just so you know, folks out there, the sanctification or it means is set apart. And you were set apart from the beginning.
That's right.
Yeah, but they use that word sanctification like if it was a process that you become holy through your lifetime. And now they're saying that you become holy through your lifetime by your spirit, by the spirit of God, that slowly he releases that holiness. So today you're more holy, you're going to be holy, but tomorrow you're going to be a little bit more holy because he released a little bit more of the holiness.
You see? Sanctification is not a process. It is the same as righteousness and justification. It is something you've been given. The process is your belief. The process is how much you believe. Oh, I believe I'm saved. Wait a minute. You're telling me I'm righteous? I'm 100% righteous? So was the fact that he was righteous a process, or was the fact that his belief system wasn't quite there?
That's correct. And that's what the Bible says. He says, grow in the knowledge. It doesn't say that grow in your righteousness or grow in your sanctification
right, or
grow in your holiness. What it says is grow in that knowledge that you are that.
And folks, when I get excited like this, I'm excited. Some of you out there that are legalists may take it that I am prideful because I have this knowledge. It's the opposite. I'm so blessed and honored that God would allow me to have the ability to see I'm already sanctified, I'm already righteous, I'm already justified, and I already have my peace. And the legalists are going to take that as, look at him, he's all prideful thinking he's got all this worked out. No, it's not. I'm humbled that I get it worked out. I'm humbled and thankful and grateful that God has showed me this. And that's why I get excited about it, because I'm passionate about the fact that I want you to have it as well.
Well, and you know what, Rick? What you're saying is so right. But I'm going to say something out there. I am a proudful person. I am proudful, very proudful. But I am in the proudness of what Christ. Paul says, that I am so proud of Christ.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
That's right.
Christ.
Yes. And that's mistaken way too many times for we're prideful in ourselves, but it's not. It's in Christ, folks. It truly is. And if you know us and if you've been listening to us long enough, you know that and you know who we are. You know, we got a few minutes left here, but I want to roll through this. And we've got John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I've spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. In the world, you shall have tribulation. There's the division right there. Are you living for the world or are you living in him? If you're living in the world, you can't think of anything else but all the things you can do in this world. Well, if you are thinking of those things, you are going to be not of good cheer. Mm-hmm. But if you live in him, you're going to have your peace and you can be of good cheer because he's overcome the world. Therein lies the answer of how you know why you do not have peace, because you've not overcome the world. I mean, it's right there, folks. And if we look at We're going to go back to, let me see here. I think it's in John 16:8. And when he has come, who? Christ. He will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Here's a big problem that churches have. This word. Let's look it up and see what it says. And when he has come, he will reprove. Strong's G1651. Let's look at it and see what it says. Admonish. Admonish. What is admonish? Let's look it up. Here's admonish. Warn or reprimand someone firmly. It also means to advise or urge earnestly. I urge you, please accept Christ. Please believe upon him. Warn of something to be avoided. Please stay away from religion and works. Get into the belief and the peace of Jesus Christ. Okay? So it's admonish. Convict. Convince. I'm convincing you. Tell a fault, rebuke, reprove. It's funny how the legalists always want to go to the negative and not to the possibility of something else. Let's insert a couple of those other words. And when he has come, he will warn you, warn the world of sin. He will convince the world. He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Now, if we go on down past this into verse 9, why in the world is he doing convicting the world of sin? Because they don't believe on me.
Oh, I thought it was because of bad works.
Oh, my. Isn't that the case? Religion teaches you of sin because of all the bad things you've done. It's not. It's because you did not believe on him. Now, why in the world is he going to convict us of righteousness? Because he goes to his Father and you see me no more.
Oh, the work has been done.
It is complete, folks. You are righteous because of him. Why? Because you believe on him. It's in order. Believe, then you get your righteousness. There is a judgment. Uh-oh, who's it for? Of judgment because of the prince of this world is judged. Who is judged? The prince of this world is judged.
I thought he was. He had the power of accusation. It looks like he was stricken out of all the power, huh?
Crazy, my friend. Yeah. Crazy. We have an opportunity to realize who we are. We've shared it with you. It's in the Word. There it is. You don't have to take it. But we already know what's going to happen if you don't. You're not going to have the peace. You're not going to have the righteousness. And you're going to feel pain that you don't need to feel. It's time. Time to accept him. If you're ready, repeat after me. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I believe he died on the cross. I believe he was buried, and I believe he rose again. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've said that prayer, multitudes of angels now are praising and singing, and you are now in the most wonderful family there ever was. And that is the beautiful family of God, our Father in heaven. We want to thank you for joining us. Tell everybody, come to GodNewsNetwork.com. Go to Facebook.com/GNN Radio. Or go to SaintsWithoutWalls.com. We are here to share the greatest news on the planet. We are here to help you get your peace. Remember, you are now a saint. And the saints are rising.